7 o'clock.
Here with your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather, I'm John Baker. On Monday, the Luxembourg government is scheduled to present its first national poverty plan to the Parliamentary Family Affairs Committee. Key details of the plan, however, have already been revealed. Notably, child benefit is set to increase to €45 per child, as first reported by the Luxembourger Vought this afternoon and subsequently confirmed to RTL by Minister for Family Affairs, Max Hahn. Concerns have been raised about the lack of neonatal beds available in Luxembourg, with the issue forcing many families to seek assistance abroad. Around 100 babies are born before the 32nd week of pregnancy each year in Luxembourg, representing roughly 1.2% of all births. But the neonatal unit at the Centre Hospitalier in Luxembourg is currently the only facility in the country equipped to care for newborns from as early as the 24th week of pregnancy. Following rumours that circulated last week suggesting that a teacher had been fired for her social media activity in support of Palestine, Luxembourg's education minister has confirmed to RTL the validity of the reports, adding that it viewed her stories and posts as crossing the line into incitement to hatred against Jews. The teacher insists that her stories were taken out of context and that she is not anti-Jew, but rather pro-Palestinian and against war crimes being conducted in the name of Judaism. In international news, Lebanese President Joseph Aoun on Friday told a United Nations Security Council delegation his country does not want war with Israel, days after civilian representatives from both sides held their first talks in decades. Hezbollah chief Naim Qassem, whose militant group refuses to disarm, on Friday backed Lebanon's pursuit of diplomacy but called the inclusion of a civilian representative in talks with Israel a misstep. And a year after reopening to the public, Notre Dame Cathedral has drawn more than 11 million visitors, flocking to admire its restored pale stone and minimalist furnishings after the 2019 blaze that devastated the Paris landmark. The cathedral was reopened on December the 7th, 2024, after more than 5 years of renovation work, in the presence of heads of state, including French President Emmanuel Macron and US President-elect Donald Trump. In sports now, series leader Lando Norris topped opening practice at the decisive season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix today, but the McLaren driver cautioned that there was nothing to smile about just yet. The 26-year-old Briton seemed pensive and subdued after outpacing Red Bull title rival Max Verstappen by 0.3 of a second in the twilight second practice at the Yas Marina circuit. And finally, the draw for the 2026 World Cup takes place in Washington today, any moment now, in fact, with Donald Trump, of course, set to play a prominent part in the star-studded ceremony. The most logistically complex World Cup in history will be held across the United States, Mexico and Canada from the 11th of June to July the 19th, with 16 more teams added to the global showpiece, taking the total number of teams from 32 to 48. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and once the thick fog of this morning lifted, we had some pretty pleasant conditions for the day, even seeing the sun and blue skies for extended periods. It should remain dry overnight, and the temperature is beginning to drop, now at around the 2 to 3 degree level.